This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. It happens to be Memorial Day, but doesn't matter. We're here live. We're taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255. Avail yourself of the opportunity to come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question. 877-726-TALK is our number. And this is a dismaying statistic. And, you know, like the lyrics of the old song, there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Buffalo, Springfield, probably around 1967, 1968. The rate of Alzheimer's disease deaths has jumped 54% in the last 15 years. This according to the Centers for Disease Control. Now, it's interesting, too, that this mirrors a statistic at the other end of the age spectrum, which is autism. Statistics. There's been an astronomical increase in autism diagnoses among our youngsters, a disease that relatively uncommon 50 years ago is now afflicting, by various estimates, 1 in 70 kids. And Alzheimer's disease statistics are going through the roof as well. So there's something happening here, and what it is ain't exactly clear, but it likely has to do with our environment of foods, the foods that we eat, the toxins in our environment. Some people state that it's merely a reflection of the fact that people are surviving to old age. And yes, there is that, but there's more to it than that. They found that from 1999 to 2005, the greatest increase in the death rate related to Alzheimer's disease was in people over the age of 85, which used to be a relative rarity. Now more and more people are living in their 90s and into their hundreds. But here's the grim statistic. There were 93,541 deaths related to Alzheimer's in 2014. And that's up from 44,000 deaths in 1999. That's a very sharp increase. The disease currently affects an estimated 5.5 million people in the U.S., but look at the projection. That number is expected to rise dramatically in people over the age of 65 to 13.8 million in 2050. That is almost a tripling of the rate of Alzheimer's disease by 2050. That will be a time when the baby boom generation, my generation, becomes the old. And it's particularly devastating because Alzheimer's doesn't just affect the individual. There's a statistic here. The caregivers for Alzheimer's disease have $9 billion more in Medicare claims of their own. They say that caregiving is, quote, so stressful it takes a physical toll on the bodies of the caregivers. So Alzheimer's is a problem that radiates into the community, doesn't just devastate the patient, but has an impact on the entire family and the entire support system, and of course on our economic system. So what's the answer? They say that among the 10 major causes of death in America, Alzheimer's disease is the only one for which there is no specific treatment. Well, yeah, there's some things that create a little bit of a delaying action, in Alzheimer's patients, drugs like Aricept, but they're notoriously ineffective. They may last a little bit for a little while, providing some minor relief, but there's no magic bullet panacea for them. And billions of dollars expended on research, new drugs proposed, but recently several have proven ineffective. And Alzheimer's research is really stymied, except when it comes to natural approaches to Alzheimer's prevention and reversal, which we've talked about here frequently on Intelligent Medicine, related to diet, related to exercise, related to specific brain protective supplements. There's a whole panoply of natural strategies that work together to make it less likely that if you survive into old age, that you'll lose that most precious part of your anatomy, your brain. What's the good if your heart, lungs, kidneys work fine, but you become demented? What's the quality of life that you may be experiencing, and what's the impact of your long survival on your support system, your family, and people who take care of you? So there's something happening here, and we really need to examine this as an indictment of our entire way of life here in the West, if it's producing such a high rate of degenerative brain conditions. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number. And let's take a call. Actually, we'll take a recorded call. During the week, we record calls from our website at drhoffman.com. You can click on our homepage, and on the right, you can weigh in with a question, and we'll record it, just like we're about to hear from Tia.
Hello. Just wanting to know what the safest way is to reduce estrogen when it has been shown that the person is estrogen dominant.
Okay, great. Fortunately, I speak British, so I could capably translate Tia's question. Estrogen is another way of pronouncing estrogen. And Tia's question is about a condition called estrogen dominance. Okay, estrogen dominance, no, that's not some form of kinky sadomasochism. Whips and chains and high heels and fishnet stockings. Estrogen dominance is a condition that many women suffer from. They have too much estrogen in their bodies and not enough progesterone, which is a countervailing hormone, to oppose it. And the net result is they tend to gain weight. They tend to feel bloated. They often have water retention. They have, if they're premenopausal, they have very bad PMS associated with emotionality, problems with appetite often, and cravings. They may feel, I mean, the word is bloated. Bloated is really a common symptom of estrogen dominance. We can actually measure levels of estrogen, measure levels of progesterone. And commonly, women who are around 45 or 50 have a drop-off in their production of progesterone. That's why in fertility treatments, they often give women progesterone to assist fertility. It's not that they don't have enough estrogen. They have regular periods, often very heavy. Heavy periods, too, are a sign of estrogen dominance. And it's very much associated with perimenopausal distress. So, you know, how do we get rid of that excess estrogen? I mean, if there's estrogen deficiency, that's not too hard. We can give hormone replacement therapy. We can, you know, if there's a low thyroid, we could give thyroid medication. If there's estrogen deficiency, we can give estrogen. Natural estrogen is preferable. But here's too much estrogen. So is there some way that we can get that estrogen out of the bodies of these women? You know, like we might tap a maple tree, put a little spigot into the bark, turn on the spigot, and then get rid of all that excess estrogen. Well, no, it's not that simple, but there are natural ways to deal with that. One way, it turns out, is to go on a lower carbohydrate diet. Studies show that lower carbohydrate diets, especially diets that are high in fiber, tend to lower estrogen levels. So anytime you lose weight, you lower your estrogen levels because your fat cells are factories for estrogen. So to the extent you have a lot of body fat, you're making a lot of estrogen. To the extent you lose that body fat through low-calorie dieting and exercise, you'll make less estrogen. And, of course, exercise is part of that equation. Women who are physically active, it's known they have lower risk of breast cancer and they have lower risk of hormonal cancers. And then if they have breast cancer or hormonal cancer to begin with, high levels of exercise are preventive against recurrence. And one of the reasons for that is that exercise tends to lower excess estrogen. In fact, too much exercise, if you go like a real exercise jag and don't eat enough calories, you'll lose your periods altogether. You'll have estrogen deficiency. So that's the other side of that coin. So exercise is important. Also, interestingly, constipation is associated with estrogen deficiency. So you want a lot of fiber in the diet. You want to be able to move your bowels because one of the ways the body rids itself of excess estrogen is through the gastrointestinal tract. So natural supplements that help to balance out excess estrogen. One of my favorites is DIM. A product that I like is DIM Pro. It's diindolymethane from cabbage family vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables are helpful. Also, another thing that really can help to lower excess estrogen is something called calcium D-glucarate. It's not so much a calcium source as a source of glucuric acid, and glucuric acid seems to have the ability to detoxify excess estrogen. By the way, a bad lifestyle habit, if you have estrogen dominance, is if you consume a lot of alcohol. And in fact, I have a story here that I was going to share with you later, but I'll share it with you now. Just one alcoholic drink a day increases the breast cancer risk, and exercise lowers the risk. Well, that has to do with excess estrogen. And this, according to research at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, being overweight or obese increases the risk of postmenopausal breast cancer for the same reasons that it increases estrogen dominance. So there you have it. There's definitely a lifestyle approach to lowering that excess estrogen that can create estrogen dominance. And, of course, natural progesterone helps to balance out the hormones as well. You can apply daily progesterone cream via the skin, and that will also help to push back against the imbalance. You want a good estrogen to progesterone ratio to optimize your well-being. All right, we'll break now. When we come back, more of your phone calls. We invite you to call 877-726-TALK for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Call us at 877-726-TALK for questions related to medicine, nutrition. And here's a tip for you if you're suffering from frequent fatigue. This is one of my go-to strategies for our fatigue patients, of which there are many, at my practice in New York. It's Propax with NT Factor. And I've been talking about Propax for nigh on 20 years now. I introduced this product with the makers of Propax from Nutritional Therapeutics a long time ago. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. Now, Propax is a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants and omega-3s, all combined to help you feel better. And it includes NT Factor, but let's say you want to keep your multi. You enjoy your multi, you've got a fish oil, that's handled. You can take NT Factor alone as a product called Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor, and I don't miss a day, for years. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, so order Propax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, vitamin D is in the news. We talk a lot about vitamin D. And here's a new aspect to vitamin D that you probably hadn't even heard about. Vitamin D, of course, has numerous health benefits, from keeping our bones and teeth healthy to potentially even protecting against diseases such as diabetes and certain types of cancer. But a new study suggests that vitamin D may also improve muscle strength. And I remember when the Chicago Blackhawks were in the Stanley Cup Finals a couple of years ago, and they all started taking vitamin D, and they won. So there's something to it. Vitamin D has been suggested as improving athletic performance. And it turns out that vitamin D may enhance muscle mass and muscle strength. Researchers found that women who had a healthy body composition and lower levels of body fat were less prone to high levels of inactive vitamin D. That's a common marker of vitamin D deficiency. And conversely, women with more body fat tended to have less inactive vitamin D. So overall, people with a high lean body mass and muscle mass tend to have higher levels of active vitamin D. This suggests that active vitamin D may help to optimize muscle strength. So new findings by looking at multiple forms of vitamin D in the same study, we can say it is a more complex relationship than we thought. But lean mass is the key for elevated levels of active vitamin D, which may be the key to athletic performance and strength. All right, when we return, more of your phone calls, 877-726-TALK for Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest-fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It's Memorial Day weekend, and tip of the hat to all our veterans and active servicemen and women who protect our country. It's important we remember what this holiday is all about. It's not just about grilling and hanging out at the pool or the beach. Let's take a call now from Susan in Queens. Thanks for availing yourself of our free visit to the doctor's office, Susan.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Dr. Hoffman, I just wanted to ask you, I've been hearing some things about the NAD, the cell regenerator. I think it's a nicotinamide or riboside. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering what you think of that supplement.
Well, I got to say that, you know, as I progress in my medical career, it takes more and more to impress me. I'm from Missouri, so to speak, when it comes to the claims of spectacular breakthroughs by this or that or the other supplement. A lot of these are just marketing claims. But one of the things I'm most excited about in the field of nutritional medicine is precisely this, NR, nicotinamide riboside. And it goes by various names. The product that I use is called Niacel, N-I-A-C-E-L. You can find it at drhoffman.com if you click on shop and put Niacel into the search box. It's a product that I take on a daily basis. I recommend it to my patients who suffer from fatigue, but also, even if you don't get subjective benefits from, you know, in terms of improved energy, it may be that your energy is pretty good anyway. So you may not, you know, how much better can you feel? What you're getting is a lot of cellular protection because let's go into a little basic physiology here. There are two main energy compounds in the body that are produced by the mitochondria. The mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells. One is ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and the other is nicotinamide adenine dehydrogenase, which is NAD. And NAD has as its precursor vitamin B3, or just good old-fashioned niacinamide. In fact, to my delight, there's an article in this week's New England Journal of Medicine, May 25th, 2017, so it's really current, and it has to do with NAD as a potential treatment for glaucoma. The article is entitled Nicking Glaucoma with Nicotinamide. And their concept is if you take high doses of just good old-fashioned nicotinamide, which is dirt cheap, it's not the flushing kind of vitamin B3, niacin, which can also, if you take too much, it can cause liver damage. It's just good old-fashioned nicotinamide or niacinamide. And what they find is that in many degenerative diseases, the damage is caused by a reduction in energy production. And when you supply niacinamide, you're going to alleviate that. But nowhere in this article do they mention the potential for an even more body-ready form of an NAD precursor, which is NR, nicotinamide riboside, for alleviating many degenerative diseases, including glaucoma. So, therefore, I'm really excited about this stuff. I'm doing a lot of research on it. I've written several articles about nicotinamide riboside, which you can find at drhoffman.com. It's good stuff. What are you taking it for, Susan?
Well, I don't really take it, but they did say it was good for cell regeneration.
Yeah.
And and I'm your age, and I have a very active lifestyle. I work and everything, and I put in like a good 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
But then when I come home, I have a lot of work to do, and I'm tired. I deal with young children in special education. So when I come home, I'm really exhausted, but yet I want to keep going because there's a lot to do before I go to bed. So I was thinking maybe if it's good for cell regeneration and it gives you a little bit more energy and things like that, it might
it's definitely worth a try. This is what I suggest you do is purchase Niacel. This is the challenge that I put my patients to. I say give it a 30-day challenge. Take one 250 milligram nicotinamide riboside, the brand name is Niacel, twice daily. And I take it without food, although I'm not entirely sure that you need to take it away from food, but I'm just concerned that food may interfere with its full absorption and utilization. So I take it away from food. And, you know, I have to say that I think it may have powered my last triathlon. For a couple of years, I, you know, didn't quite feel it. I was working out a lot, but I wasn't experiencing the benefits of the workout. And I didn't think I could take the leap and do, you know, a 3.5-hour continuous exercise event. And last year, between a paleo diet and taking nicotinamide riboside, I think that was the decisive difference that powered me through a grueling endurance event at the age of 64. So give it a shot. You know, even if you don't get dramatic subjective benefits, you're helping cellular regeneration. You're helping the energy production of your mitochondria, which are everywhere in your body. Every single cell of your body is powered by NAD. And supporting NAD is a very, very reasonable proposition as an anti-aging strategy. So thanks for that call. I think very important subject. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number. And remember the limbo, any of you? Those of you in my age group, it's even before my time, is Chubby Checker and the limbo, you know, and, you know, getting down there underneath the bar. Well, these days we're playing cholesterol limbo. How low can you go? Well, in my opinion, it's not how low you go. It's how you get there. And here's an illustration of that proposition. There's a new drug category. They're called CETP inhibitors, cholesterol ester transfer protein inhibitors. They prevent cholesterol from being transferred throughout the body. And they're so effective that they can lower your cholesterol into the mid to high double digits. You could start with a cholesterol of 250, and you can get down to a cholesterol of 75. Now, you would think this would have a dramatic effect on cardiovascular disease. But the headline here in New England Journal of Medicine, another CETP inhibitor, yet another negative study. So drug companies are pulling their hair out because they're inventing ever more powerful ways to lower cholesterol, but it's not making a difference. They looked at 12,000 patients. Over one-third of them had bad heart disease. And what they found is, although they were able to decrease cholesterol 31% and even raised HDL, there was no equivalent endpoint of less cardiovascular death, less heart attacks, less need for bypasses or stents, less strokes or hospitalization for unstable angina. There was no difference. So there's a disconnect, apparently, between dramatically lowering cholesterol with these drugs artificially and heart health. So it's not how low you go, it's how you get there. And let's say you lower your cholesterol with diet, with exercise, and not necessarily a low cholesterol diet, because that's also a mistake. Often you can lower your cholesterol with a lower carbohydrate diet, less in the way of refined
or high glycemic index carbs. Now, here's another study. This one's from JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, another competing major medical journal in America. It's about statins. And it looks at a particular subset of people for whom we're prescribing a lot of statin drugs, you know, Crestor and Lipitor and Zocor and all these different drugs that lower cholesterol. And these are individuals who did not have heart disease at the start, but they had high cholesterol. Okay, so that's actually a pretty common way that these drugs are prescribed. You know, somebody checks in and they're 65 or they're 70 and their cholesterol is very high. So they say, well, you know, you've had a stress test, there's no evidence you have heart disease, but we still want you to lower your cholesterol because that's scary. Cholesterol's high. So they looked at bravastatin, commonly prescribed cholesterol-lowering drug. And what they found was there was no benefit of bravastatin for the main outcome of death. Yeah, that's pretty important, right? You know, it's like you take the pill, your cholesterol's down, your doctor's happy, but you die anyway, sooner or later. And bravastatin had no protective effect against death, nor did it have an effect on heart disease events. And in fact, more deaths occurred in the bravastatin group than in a group that wasn't taking bravastatin. So the authors conclude that, and the terminology here is important, primary prevention versus secondary prevention. Primary prevention means you want to prevent heart disease from happening in the first place. Secondary prevention means you've already got heart disease, you had a bypass, you had a stent, you had a heart attack, or you already have angina, chest pain on exertion. So clearly you have heart disease. There, the studies do show some benefit to statin drugs. And so I, you know, among integrative doctors, I'm a little bit of a pariah because I say, hey, if those drugs work according to studies, I'm looking at the science. Yes, use them in patients at high risk of dying of heart disease. But for patients merely with high cholesterol, of no demonstrable heart disease, especially in an older population and especially in women, women are uniquely impervious to the benefits of statin drugs, especially past a certain age, 65, 70, or beyond. Simply lowering cholesterol is not the solution to our epidemic of heart disease. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number, and we'll take more of your phone calls momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Hoffman with you. And, you know, lots of ways to lower blood pressure with weight loss, with exercise, with extra virgin olive oil, with chiolic aged garlic extract, with magnesium, with coenzyme Q10, with fish oil, vitamin D, on and on it goes. But here's an important adjunct to your efforts to stay off as many medications as possible. You know, medication side effects can be problematic for hypertension. Let me tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. And there's at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. It's a high-tech smart device that involves sustained grip, and it's patented, and it's worked for literally thousands of individuals. So if you want to try this out, and there's no obligation, there's a great trial offer. You could try it for 3 months, and if it's not working for you, you get your money back. Go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is now offering you $50 off and free shipping. So what do you have to lose? Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus at tryzona.com. Now let's hear from Maria in Connecticut. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you? Long-time listener and love your program, and you helped me a few times already.
Oh, great. That's
and
nice to hear.
Now I'm in a puzzle thing. I don't know if you ever have heard of this. You helped me the last time when I 2 years ago when I had hip replacement surgery with Ostinol and all those things that you recommended.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was perfectly fine for a year and a half. Now, in the in February, I started having pain again in the groin, and like lots of pain. I tried to go to the chiropractor. He tried, and he did acupuncture. Nothing helped. I went back to the surgeon, did lots of tests, x-rays, MRI, and then he put me 2 weeks on cortisone, oral cortisone.
Yeah,
and
just
then
to cut the inflammation.
Yeah. Injections in the spine. Finally, now, last 2 weeks ago, I had a bone scan, and it doesn't seem to be very different. And they then I had blood tests. He called me yesterday, and he said the chromium levels, that test took a long time. He had to go to the Mayo Clinic or something. It's high, the chromium levels, and the sedimentation rate. And now he wants to do some aspiration. And if that doesn't work, he's thinking about opening me again and to substitute the metal for the porcelain or something.
Wow. Yeah, okay, well, this is kind of an interesting situation that you're experiencing. Is there is a, you know, as much as I encourage my patients to undergo joint replacement when they're really hampered, because, you know, a lot of people outlive their joints by 20 or 30 years. So what's the point of, you know, walking around like Chester on Gunsmoke in the, you know, 21st century when we have these marvelous ways of replacing knees and shoulders and hips that often relieve pain and enable mobility? I just was in Europe, and one of my relatives underwent bilateral knee replacement. I remember last time she visited me in New York, she could barely walk a couple of blocks. I wanted to take her around and show her stuff, but she was hobbled. Well, after two knee replacements, she's walking all over Belgium on cobblestone streets and pain-free, and her mobility is restored. So this can go awry, and what you point out is something interesting, and I'm not sure if this is what he's on the track of, but some of these metal implants literally leach some of their metal contents. And you say that he saw a high level of chromium. Most doctors don't bother to measure metals in patients who've had implants, but maybe he has experience with metal toxicity or metal intolerance. Also, a high SED rate indicates a lot of inflammation. So something's going on there, and it may be a reaction to the material of the joint replacement, or it may be a mechanical thing that somehow something's loose or something's misplaced or something's rubbing. It's unclear, and it may require another look-see to see if the device is properly seated, if it's functioning properly, if it's not impinging on some nerves there or creating some rubbing action that's releasing a lot of, it's creating an inflammatory reaction. Basically, that's why they give you prednisone, to suppress an inflammatory reaction. Something's going on there. It points out that these joint replacements are not always a walk in the park. So is there a workaround? Is there a natural workaround? Earlier you talked about Austinol. And Austinol is exciting because it's bone morphogenetic protein, or BMP. And I recently sat through a presentation. I got home from work, and they had a webinar. And I sat through a webinar where they presented some really excellent research on Austinol, which I've used a lot for osteoporosis. It seems to be a bone builder. It's great for the aftermath of fractures. But they presented evidence that in osteoarthritis, and even in rheumatoid arthritis, that Austinol has a good effect and can quell ordinary joint pain. This is an extraordinary example. Something else is in there. It's not run-of-the-mill, hip or knee osteoarthritis. It's not a native joint. So it may not be effective at this point. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Again, a happy Memorial Day. And don't forget to check out drhoffman.com. You can shop for products on Fullscript.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.